You're tuned in to The Ketra Show and listening to SOB, Style of Business, the podcast with your host, Ketra. We aim to highlight the ongoing trek of entrepreneurs and business owners from around the globe, featuring stories that recount their struggles, experiences, and inevitable road to success and self-fulfillment. Welcome to SOB.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks so much for tuning in and checking out another hot episode of SOB, Style of Business, the podcast. It's your girl, Ketra, back with another wonderful episode. You guys already know we're finna bring a ton of information, insight, inspiration, motivation, encouragement, all that stuff. You name it, we are here to deliver. So today on the show, I'm speaking with Rob Aurelius, a good homie of mine, you know. So we're going to be cutting up a little bit, talking about the 10th year anniversary of his media and consulting company, which is ARCG Media. We also talking about some other things that he has in the pipeline for the rest of 2023. A little bit of WWE might come into the commentary. You know, we like a little wrestling here and there, right, Rob? So it's going to be an exciting conversation. So you guys tune in, tap in, you know, pick up a couple of gems, nuggets, whatever information that you feel would be beneficial for you to apply to your own business, whether you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, startup, whatever it is, or just somebody just looking for a little bit of inspiration. So without further ado, Rob, drop that intro for us and let's get rolling.
Hello, Ketra. Thank you for having me back on the show. I think this is the third time that I've been
third
on
time's
the
a
podcast.
Charm. Right.
Yeah. So I really appreciate it. And, you know, Ketra, in the 10 years that ARCG has been around, you know, we've met. We haven't met in person yet, but you know, we've definitely connected and we've networked. We've worked with each other on certain things. You know, you've done some amazing articles for me, which I truly appreciate. And you know, you supported ARCG Media throughout its entire journey these last 10 years. I've also supported you too as well with SOB and all the other things that you have. So I truly appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your association. If it wasn't for ARCG Media, I definitely would have never met you. So it's one of the things that I'm thankful for. And, you know, speaking about the 10-year anniversary, so this month, June, actually 2 weeks from now, okay, we will have the official 10-year anniversary of ARCG. So ARCG started June 2013, and it started with a partner that I had at the time named Rick Wehmer. And, you know, Rick said to me, we were working for an entertainment firm a few years ago, and I may have shared this story with you, but you know, we sat down one day and we were very unhappy with how we were being treated by this entertainment firm. And he said to me, look, I'm really good at creativity. You're really good at marketing and promotions. Why don't we just create our own vision? Why don't we just create our own company? Yeah. And at first when he said that to me, you know, I'm 37 now. I was 26, turning 27. And, you know, mentally, I wasn't in that position. I wasn't in that headspace to become a business owner.
Right.
But I did have an extensive background of a lot of freelancing. I freelanced a lot, marketing-wise, promotion, advertising. I was already a brand ambassador before I was a business owner. So I said, sure, let's give it a shot. And we did. And we ran with it. And, you know, unfortunately, maybe somewhere down the line early, Rick and I were not seeing eye to eye, and, you know, we parted ways. But, you know, I was immediately surrounded by other people. So I wanted to take this time to thank Oscar Leal. Yesterday was his birthday. He's out in Texas as well, too, Corpus Christi. He does all my creativity, all my designs, all my graphic stuff. He handles all my website stuff and hosting. Oscar's been a great asset to ARCG Media, so I'm always thankful for his services. I also want to give thanks to Carl out in California. Carl has done a lot of my communications, a lot of my social media stuff in the last few years. I also want to give a big you know, shout out and appreciation to Maddie Rock. Maddie's been ARCG's special counsel, special advisor for these last 10 years. I met Maddie at the right time in my life. And, you know, ARCG is still here today because of people like Maddie. So I'm forever thankful for him. I'm thankful for his guidance. I'm thankful for all the contracts that he's reviewed over the years. And, you know, for me to make sure that I made the right, I did the right business with people, the right business transaction went through. Also, you know, for putting up with me, you know, I can be a little difficult sometimes. You know, I'm a Taurus, and they say that Taurus people are very stubborn and determined. Yeah. And sometimes my thought process may not be the best for the business. So Maddie's definitely been there to always been level-headed.
Keep me on track.
Yeah, keep me on track, and also taught me how to be open-minded with everything, to think outside of the box. You know, Keetra, one of the things about life itself, when it comes to business, you know, in your personal life, is you have to think outside the box.
You definitely got to do that.
Once you see outside the box, it's amazing the things that you're going to see. Yeah. You know,
and speaking out, not to cut you off real quick, Rob, but I want to I want to back up a little bit and how you expand on that point in terms of speaking outside of the box, because, you know, as I kind of look on the outside and see what you guys have done within that 10 years, and I know you've like done some amazing work, and you've always been an advocate for your clients and just doing a good job collaborating with different people. So tell us a little bit about, just like, you don't have to give like the whole story, but just like a little bit of how thinking outside the box has really helped you to cultivate the type of company that you yourself wanted to be a part of and to build, just based off that experience, you know, being with a company that's not really treating you right, but then all of a sudden you having that aha moment to be like, okay, let me start my own. Let me use my own ideas and think outside of the box to really shape the type of company that I would want to have a service from, or even, you know, collaborate with.
Oh yeah. I mean, look, perfect example is ARCG Media. I'm sure you remember that before we were ARCG Media, we were A&R Collective Group. Mm-hmm. You know, we offered so many services back then, and still do to a certain range. But, you know, there was a lot of services that we offered, and then there was a lot of things that we were not either interested in offering, we were not willing to. We just didn't think that it was something like within our scope. And, you know, I did have a few folks reach out to me in the past along the way of my journey of the 10 years. Yeah. And they said, hey, you know, with you being this type of company, you should get more involved with social impact. You should get more involved with current events. You should get more involved with things. Even at one point, people said to me, people asked me actually, like, hey, like, you know, when it comes to political views, like, where is the ARCG stand? And I said, look, yeah, ARCG is a bipartisan company. We don't either go left or right. We just, you know, talk about, you know, what we believe is the right thing to do. You know, we're close with Global Citizen, and I'm sure you've heard of them before. Global Citizen is a great, you know, organization to work with. And all we've done with them is just, you know, spread awareness, you know, talk to people about what's going on in the world aside from everything else that we hear about, you know, like the things that are happening in different countries, you know, the women that are not getting rights, and, you know, girls that can't go to school in certain countries because, you know, all the politics and all the other stuff. So, you know, at one point I said to myself, not that I want to be closed off about certain things, but I said, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't talk about these things. Maybe I shouldn't. And then people said, you know, maybe sometimes if you speak your mind, you know, you don't know who might be out there listening. You don't know how you might be attracting, you know? Yeah. So, you know, I took that leap of faith and I said, okay, I guess I will start letting people know how I feel, but I will try to not make it sound political. And, you know, as soon as I started doing that, of course, I had some folks that reached out and had their point of view of things. And then I had a few folks that reached out to me and said, thank you for saying that, or thank you for, you know, raising awareness on mental health. Thank you for raising awareness on, you know, whether it's, you know, women's rights and whatnot. You know, I never thought ARCG was going to be like, be involved with anything that had to do with activism. Yeah. So when we became a media business in 2019, we transitioned. We said, look, we're more of a media company now. We post so much content of so much things that are happening. So as far as like, you know, managing artists, music artists, and managing, you know, some of the celebrities that we manage, we're still going to do that, but we're moving forward more as a media company. And that was, to me, an example of thinking outside the box, because after so long, mm-hmm, people said to me, what do you want to be remembered by? Like, do you want to be just another entertainment company, or do you want to be a company that, you know, was very diversified with many things? And, you know, that's how I was able to even branch out to the WWE. You know, the WWE is one of the biggest accomplishments that ARCG has had. I was actually just at an event yesterday here in Connecticut, where I'm at currently right now at the XL Center, you know, one of my favorite venues to come see the WWE perform. And, you know, the WWE has also adapted over the years. They've also thought outside of the box. They're not just a professional wrestling company. They're also an entertainment company. They do a lot of things outside of it. So I've been able to work with them because of that.
I'll let you finish that, but I want to interject with some questions here in regards to like your the collaborative effort and like the being able to align with some social views. But go ahead and finish your thought on that.
Yeah, what I was going to say was, you know, when they started to make changes, one of the things that came up was people were saying either you adapt with what's happening in the world now, like all the changes, all the things that are happening, or you perish, you know. And some people have a very old school mind way of thinking. And when I realized that there could be other opportunities and there could be so much potential with the future, with many other things, I decided to finally change some of the services that ARCG had, change some of the views that ARCG had as a business. And I transitioned into a more open, you know, perspective of things. And believe it or not, Keetra, I've had a lot of success, and ARCG's had much more, you know, it's been much more broader now and much more interesting for a lot of people. So yeah. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, no, that's actually perfect. Because I know, like, one of the things that I've noticed ARCG has been able to do is really fuse that, you know, social angle or like a community feel into the entertainment aspect of things. And you've done really well with being able to do that with WWE, in addition to like some of the other clients that you've worked with. I know you've been a really huge supporter of mental health. And I think it was one organization. Was it Connor's? I forgot the name of it. There was one initiative that you.
Yeah, one of them is Connor's Cure. And that has to do with pediatric cancer. So every September, you know, we raise awareness for childhood cancer. Okay. Also Fight CRC, which is the one in March, colon cancer awareness. So yeah, there's been a lot of causes that are very near and dear to my heart. Of course, you know that I'm a big supporter of also Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well, too.
That one as well. So, You've been on, like, you have been on a lot of different committees for just trying to support people for the greater good. And that's brings me to the next question that I wanted to ask. Like, how are you able to make sure that the vision that you had aligned with some of the companies or the organizations and the brands that you support? You know, because sometimes when you, especially as an entrepreneur, when you have a business, you got to make sure that you're profitable. So with that being said, you could have easily just been like, okay, let me just get X amount of clients. I need to make this amount of money. You know, let me just kind of get whoever I can get on board, offer the service, you know, boom, on to the next one. But you've been able to really delve into some of these brands and these companies that really have something that you're interested in, so to speak, and make that into something that embodies who you are as an entrepreneur. So tell us a little bit of like how you, like your thought process, like how did that come to be? Or is that something that just happened?
Well, believe it or not, Keetra, a lot of the stuff that we've done and a lot of the changes that we have made have actually been suggestions from clients. One of the things I've always wanted to do, because this is one of the things I tell people when it comes to how do you keep a business running, it's always important to listen to feedback. It's always important to, like I said, be open of people's views and whatnot. And the reason why I got more involved in certain things like social impact is because the clients were asking about this. They said, hey, you know, we're looking for a company that represents us, that supports this and, you know, can help us with this. Are you able to do that? Are you guys able to provide that service? Like, you know, can you guys work from that, you know, from that level? So one of the things that I spoke with Maddie about was, hey, look, you know, people are asking for different things nowadays. How do we keep them as a client? So it was definitely a lot of things I needed to start making changes with, especially, like I said, thinking outside of the box, because I said, oh, I never thought about that. And eventually I started to, you know, go with the flow. And I saw that things were working out. And then eventually what happened was, once I was already at that level, I started reaching out to other companies or organizations, businesses that had either similar views as mine or people that were kind of maybe like how ARCG once was. Mm-hmm. And I would reach out to them and I would propose something to them. And I would say, hey, like, you know, what do you guys think about this? What do you guys think about that? You know, for example, when I was working with a company called Nala, mm-hmm. You know, it's a CBD company, and it started off for health and recovery. The guy who created the business, his name is Victor, out in California. He created it because he was trying to help as many people as possible with things like addiction. He said to me, look, out here in California, where I'm from, especially in Bakersfield, where he lived, he said, there's a lot of people to opioids addiction. And I said, okay. And, you know, I said, do you just want to be a health and recovery company, or do you want to be for everyone? Do you want everyone to know that they can all try your product? Or are you just catering to a certain demographic of people? So he said to me, I am open to listen to whatever you have to offer. So, you know, I did what I do best. You know, it was done to me in the past. So I, you know, pretty much paid it forward. And I said to him, well, if you're trying to get more revenue, if you're trying to get more clients, if you're trying to get more people, how about this? I work with an organization right now called Fight Colorectal Cancer. And, you know, they do colon cancer awareness research every month of the year. But for the month of March, they highlight Colon Cancer Awareness Month. So I said to him, how about let's, you know, strike a deal with Fight CRC and see if we can get some of their cancer patients that either are still battling with cancer or people that are, you know, now free from colon cancer, but obviously they're recovering. Let's see if they would be interested in trying some of our products, you know, CBD, because again, it also helps with recovery. Yeah. And, you know, eventually Fight CRC had like this beautiful campaign, and we sponsored them. And they had like a few people on the list that were like one of their biggest ambassadors. And we all sent them out care packages. And just the reception that we got from these people was amazing. You know, people were talking about how, you know, a lot of the radiation and a lot of the chemo stuff that they went through was very uncomfortable for them. But once they started trying our products, as far as the CBD creams, the actual CBD itself, you know, some things that also helped them with and like other types of relief, like insomnia, you know, anxiety, inflammation and whatnot. Everybody was happy. Everybody was happy. Everybody was saying beautiful things about the product and the brand itself. So I said to Victor, you know, had you never known about this, you know, that you can also help just cancer patients as well, too, not just people that are recovering from addiction, you would have never realized that, you know, you could have, you know, had a whole different entire demographic. So yeah. I was proud of being able to do that. One of the things I like to do is connect people with others and connect other businesses with others. I'm a big with networking. That's how I got my success. Yeah. That's how I put ARCG on the map, by networking. I went out there and I connected with so many different people from so many different industries and made it work. And, you know, I'm just thankful for that, because, you know, sometimes people have different agendas, and that's completely fine. But for the most part, I've been able to have some type of success with, you know, getting people's attention and getting people to dedicate time to some of the things that I care about. So,
that's definitely important. And, you know, in addition to like the networking, I know like you do a bit of the consulting as well. As far as like the core services that ARCG provides, like going in this next phase, okay, we have 10 years just about completed. The next 10 years, what are some of the, well, you know what, we won't even get all the way into the next 10 years. We'll save that time frame for another day. But within the next 2 years, like, give me an idea of like some of the core services or the things that you're really going to hone in on for the future.
The world is changing every mm-hmm. single day, Keisha. Yeah. You know, it's such a digital world. You know, here's the thing. When we started 10 years ago in 2013, was digital media, was the digital world as advanced as it is today? Absolutely not.
Yeah, it was
pretty much the beginning. So one of the things I know is that almost everyone is on social media now. You have the government on social media. You have the local, you know, politicians on social media. You have the news channels. You have companies. Everybody's on social media. Think about it. When you think about brands, Verizon, Snickers, McDonald's, Best Buy, you know, everyone's on there, you know? And the reason why they're on there is because, again, it's back to what I mentioned before, adapt or perish. I tell everyone, if you want to look at the next 10 years and the next whatever few years, you have to adapt. You have to make a change. I'm working with a brand right now called Amouage, which is a Middle Eastern brand. It's a fragrance brand. It's one of the biggest fragrance brands in the world. It's from Oman, the Middle East. And this company's been around for 40 years, and it's owned by the royal family. So I think the king who started this entire thing, I think he may have passed now. And he, you know, of course, made his son the next king. And, you know, of course, because of their culture, because of their background, because of their religion, you know, sometimes women don't have the equal rights that they should have. Yeah. Another thing is they also don't believe in, you know, like same-sex marriage and stuff like that. And they were one of the last companies to actually adapt. You know, over the years, the marketing efforts that were being pushed towards them, you know, they were kind of like pushing it, you know, pushing it away, saying, no, we're not interested. We're not interested in that. Now, today, Amouage is a lot of their fragrances are intergender. You know, men and women could wear, you know, you know, the same, you know, unisex. And, you know, that's something that I was excited about when I found out, because I said, look, for years they had only their men and they only had their women. And, you know, they didn't want to mix anything. They didn't want to advertise or promote themselves as a, you know, unisex brand. But now they are. Now they are in 2023. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why I work with them. Their fragrances are amazing. You know, you should definitely give it a try one day, and see it for yourself. You know, they're very high end, in oils. So they last a very, very long time. And, you know, that's what I want to see everyone do. That's what ARCG will be doing as well, too. We're always going to be doing some research as to what's new. What is everyone trying? What is everyone thinking about? What is the easy, you know, one of the things that we want to make sure is we always want to make sure, how can we make the client's life easier? You know? So we're always going to be looking at the things that could be possibly of benefit to us. And, you know, if it's something that doesn't work for us, then that's fine. We move on to the next. But, you know, like I said, the world is changing. We don't really know what the future is going to look like. I'm pretty sure it's going to be completely digital. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I just got to make sure. Yeah, I just got to make sure, and I'm also letting everyone else know, is that, you know, make sure that if we are going to be doing things like that, we're going to be following, we got to make sure that we always have the best and the right resources.
Yeah, no doubt. You definitely have to have the right resources. And speaking of resources, give me a couple of resources that have kept ARCG afloat, prospering, flourishing, you know, moving on to the next level for this past 10 years. Like, give us a couple of gems that have helped you be able to sustain your business and make sure that you guys were moving in the right direction.
To be honest with you, some of those resources came from my clients directly. You know, when was not offering certain things or I didn't have the certain resource, my clients would say, well, I know this person that has this. I know this person that has that. For example, you are a perfect example of a resource. When I needed, you know, articles to be written, when I needed someone to be interviewed on a podcast so that they could share their story about what they're doing, you know, you became an immediate resource for me. And I've always respected that. You know, I've always reached out, like I said, with the power of networking, I've always reached out to others, from similar industries or, you know, just, you know, industries that I may be interested in, like fashion and beauty and stuff like that. And I said, hey, you know, would you be interested in sponsoring an event? You know, we'll have your logo all over the place and whatnot, but, you know, would you be interested in sponsoring the event to raise awareness for this or to, you know, bring up a topic about that? And, you know, of course I've had some companies, you know, reject, you know, which is normal. Sometimes I've had other companies, you know, approve right away. And then sometimes I had that, you know, I've been able to have that blessing of sometimes folks have reached back out to me and said, hey, do you remember when you reached out to us maybe 10 months ago or a year ago or 6 months ago? You know, let's circle back. You know, we gave it some thought and they've been able to come on board. So one thing I will say about resources, Keetra, is as advice to everyone in the world, please respect your resources. Mm-hmm. Don't overexhaust them. Don't overextend them either. Just because it's your resource does not mean that you can hand it out to everyone. It's not a handout. You know, respect it. Respect it like if it's your own resource. You know, you created this. I feel like the reason why I can be able to call you and talk to you about certain things and run certain ideas by you or something is because I feel that, you know, you have realized that I respect you as a resource. And I say that to everyone as well, too. I've always said to them, you know, do you think that I respect your boundaries? Do you think I respect your work efforts and whatnot? And it's like, oh, yeah, of course, definitely. You know, you're definitely someone that I would pick up the phone for, you know, because I hear it all the time where people will be like, hey, I'm trying to create something and I'm reaching out to all these resources of mine. Everyone's saying no to me. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe they're saying no to you because maybe something went wrong. So maybe, you know, they realized that the relationship they had with you was not beneficial.
Exactly.
So, you know, when it comes to resources are a powerful thing. Resources are a powerful thing. There's so much opportunities with resource, so much benefits that come from resource. Please respect it. Please honor it. And please make sure that you maintain that relationship with those resources.
Yeah, no, resources. I mean, and that actually just piggybacks off of what we were talking about earlier with networking and, you know, you being so successful at cultivating those relationships and, you know, being able to reach out and really extend on those collaborations and also connect people as well. So that's the perfect answer to that. And before we get ready to wrap up, 10th year anniversary, Rob, just want to say officially congratulations. I know it's a couple of weeks down the line. By the time this airs, though, it'll probably be staggering right along the lines of you celebrating the 10th anniversary of ARCG. And speaking of celebrations, let us know what you're doing. Like, what type of festivities are planned? Like, let's get to the fun part before we wrap up. Tell us, what's that? I know you are a cigar.
Yes.
I know you got a couple of nice vices. I know you go celebrate in style. I could see you like on the beach in Miami, or maybe you'll set up for like a NYC rooftop, you know, doing your thing. But let me know what type of celebrations, or let us know rather, what type of celebrations you have in mind to celebrate this accomplishment.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I was going to say is, the 10th anniversary actually falls on Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
So, so it's going to be on a Sunday, and it's the same day as Father's Day. I reached out to so many people, when I realized, oh, my God, the 10-year anniversary is coming up. And, you know, I have a few clients that, you know, because a lot of my clients are in different places around the world. I reached out to them and I said, look, I'm planning to do a private event and I would like to invite pretty much all the associates and partners and whatnot of, you know, the people that have helped ARCG along the way. So what we're doing is we're holding a private event and we're actually going to have this event in the same venue where we actually had our first event. And this is in a venue in New York City. It's called the Wyndham Garden. Chinatown. We did it at a big, beautiful rooftop, and that's where we're going to have, the event. And pretty much all we're going to do is we're going to just reflect and talk about what ARCG has accomplished in the last 10 years. Unfortunately, you know, my former partner, Rick, won't be able to be there because he, you know, no longer even lives in New York City. But, you know, there's definitely going to be a lot of people there. There's going to be a lot of my associates, friends, hopefully family as well, too, because, you know, it's always important to have family at these type of functions. Right. And, you know, it doesn't end there. You know, we're celebrating 10 years, but, you know, we're still a company. We're still going to keep going. You know, we're still looking forward to what the next maybe 10 years will bring, which will be, you know, 10 years from now, and then it'll be 20 years, and right. I'll be 47 instead
we'll
of
be back
37.
On the, right. We'll be back on another podcast episode 10 years from now
But,
to celebrate. You know, I love it, Rob. Congratulations.
But celebrating every milestone is always important, whether it's big or small. I never saw ARCG last as long as it did. I'm still shocked about it myself, but I'm thankful. I'm very thankful. I've had great supporters, great associates. I've definitely dealt with some people that were pretty difficult, but, you know, I'm glad that I was able to move on from that. And it allowed me to open the doors with other opportunities. So I'm super thankful for that. And yeah, we're going to celebrate in style. We're going to celebrate, you know, the way we're supposed to celebrate. And, you know, Cheers to many more, right?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Cheers to many more. Hey, Rob, let's see. Okay, so you've given us the gems on that. I know you'll probably drop the handles. Okay, so let's do that. Let's do that. Before we close out, let us know where we can find you online. If anybody wants to connect, reach out to you, find out more information about the service, or maybe pop up at the 10th anniversary. You know, who knows? Who knows might swing by? Yeah. We know you hang with a lot of celebs, so I'm not going to put you out there like that, but I know you have some good contacts and all that other stuff. But yeah, let us know where we can find you online. And also, if you feel so inclined, drop us a couple of words of inspiration before we close it out.
Of course. So, you know, where you can reach us and where you can reach me, ARCG Media is available on social handles, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, ARCG Media. That's all you have to do is just type in at ARCG Media or look up the hashtag ARCG Media. Our website is arcgmedia.com. My social handles, of course, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, all at Rob Aurelius.
Perfect.
And to drop some words of encouragement or, you know, inspiration, whatever, keep going no matter what. You know, if you have a dream, chase it. You know, if you believe in something, you know, do your best to let others, to allow others to see what your vision is. You know, life is too short and we don't know if we're here, you know, tomorrow. You know, all we know is about today, now, the moment. Appreciate it. Thank the Lord for every blessing, even, you know, thank him for the good stuff, thank him for the bad stuff, and just treat everyone, you know, with decency. You know, be kind to everyone, smile. I always tell people world peace begins with hello. You know, say hello to everyone, you know, smile at everyone. You never know what someone may be going through, and you don't know if, you know, maybe a smile or a hug or even a handshake can make someone's day better. So with that being said, you know, treat people with respect. And remember the most important thing, the energy you put out there is most likely the energy you're going to receive back in return. So be mindful of that.
Amen to that. All right, Rob Aurelius. Hey, y'all, check my guy out. Congratulations again, my friend. So proud of you. And keep moving forward. Looking forward to the next 10 years and celebrating you. Celebrating you and with you during that next milestone. So take care, Rob. We look forward to catching up with you later, friend.
Thank you, Keetra. I appreciate it.
Thanks for hanging out with us here on SOB. We hope this episode has been resourceful. If you'd like to check out the latest articles or follow Keetra's website updates, just log on to Keetra.com or follow her on Twitter at @KEETRIA.